Slow Food Cycle organizers have a message for participants returning to the beloved event for the first time since 2019. This pedal is about the journey, not the destination. The focus of the event is being able to ride your bike down Pemberton Meadows Road without any traffic and being able to take your time and take in the beauty of that road, said Carly Sindrick, event manager. Take that in, take in the farmland, meet a farmer, learn something along the way. That's the purpose of this event. If you get to sample food or a slushy drink or beer along the way, it's an added bonus. While Tourism Pemberton, the organization that puts on the event, considered holding it in 2021, ultimately, public health orders quashed that idea. This year, farms, venues and vendors were excited to jump on board for the belated 16th edition. It's been really exciting, Sindrick said. The response I got from farms and vendors was a little quicker to come in. People were excited to be able to do it again this year. Participants will find tried and true favorites along the route, from Plenty Wild Farms, hosting Rising Need Bakery, Spark Kombucha, Frostbites and Lone Goat Soap Company, along with their own farm offerings, to Helmer's Organic Farm, which will have everything from the Garden Shed to Lucia Gelato, Four Beet Farm, Root Down Farm, Stony Mountain Farm, and a photo booth on site, to name just a few, and Across the Creek Organics with the Beer Farmers, with Miller's Fries Food Truck, Laughing Crow Organics, Willowcraft Farm, the Pemberton Arts Council and the Bluegrass of the Courageous Mountain Rangers. But there will also be some first-time farms participating, including Cold Creek Acres, among the closest to town. This year they'll be a venue for Pemberton Brewing Company, Turnip the Beets Food Truck, Bacon A Smoker, Tiffany Stark Photography, and the Pemberton Project Band. We love being part of the community and being able to bring people together, said Hannah Clark, co-owner, in an email. While the slow food cycle wasn't originally planned or one of our goals when we started the farm, we've biked it in past years and love the feel-good vibes it brings to everyone, vendors and people biking alike. Another change for this year is an expanded route. Participants are encouraged to head all the way down the road to Grizzly Farm, 18 kilometers from the registration booth. The farm is in its second season with U-Pick blueberries, as well as walnuts and hazelnuts, although those aren't ready quite yet. Last year we did U-Pick as well, says owner Mauricio Brittingham. We really enjoyed having people come in, and say, this is how it grows. Having that experience was really rewarding. We just want to continue that within our community operation. We like to act as a food ambassador to the community. Grizzly Farm might be at the end of the line, but Sindrick has a tip to tackle the route. I would challenge people to get out there, go the distance, she said. Maybe you don't go the full 22.3 kilometers to the end of the road, but I would challenge people to get to Grizzly Farm. Go all the way down, then work your way back. That's how I always tackle it. Another helpful hint. Pre-register online until Friday, August 19th, for 50% cheaper entry this year. It's, in an effort to have a better idea of what our numbers will be like going into the event, Sindrick added. The event takes place on Sunday, August 21st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., kicking off with a pancake breakfast hosted by the Pemberton Lions Club at the entrance, located near Meadows Field on Pemberton Meadows Road. Entry is $5 ahead of time at tourismpembertonbc.com/slow-food-cycle-sunday. $10 the day of the event, or $40 per family, up to 6 members. Children 5 and under are free. For more information on the event, head to tourismpembertonbc.com/slow-food-cycle-route.